Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we travel our first journey together. Today is March the 23rd, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of 1 Samuel, chapters 10 to 12. We are going to look into the qualities of a God-appointed leader. Samuel had been an exceptional judge over Israel, but he was old now. He had failed to mentor and raise up godly sons to take his place when it was time for him to retire. His sons were corrupt and inadequate for leading the nation. On the other hand, the Israelites failed to recognize that God alone was their king, and their disobedience to God was the reason of their problems. Now they wanted a king as they wanted to be like other nations, and they relied more on human strength and leadership. It is important to note here that seeking God's will and being obedient to Him will alone lead us to victory. So God appointed Saul through Samuel as the first king of Israel. There are many good qualities in Saul that God saw in him, which we can emulate in our lives. Number 1. Physical qualities. Saul was a choice and handsome young man and taller than everyone else in Israel. However, physical appearance is not as important as the other qualities. Our Lord Jesus had no physical beauty that we should desire him, as we read in Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 2. Second, obedient to parents and elders. When Saul was asked by his father Kish to go and look for the missing donkeys, he obeyed without any hesitation. He was obedient and respectful to Samuel, as we read in this encounter narrative with the prophet. Number 3. Honoring God's servants. Saul wanted to honor Samuel with a gift when he asked for his counsel. This must have been a good trait that he had learned from his parents. Number 4. Humility. Saul was a humble person, and we can see this trait in his reply to Samuel, who told him that on him was the desire of Israel. We read in 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 21, "And Saul answered and said, Am I not a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribe of Israel? And my family is the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin. Why then do you speak like this to me?" Number 5. Lack of self-promotion. Saul was not willing to reveal the prophecy of Samuel that he was chosen as the king of Israel. Also, when the selections for the king was being made, we see Saul was hiding among the equipment. Saul was not willing to promote himself in any manner. Number 6. Restrained in his reactions. When some rebels questioned his ability to be the king, we read that Saul kept silent. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 27, we read like this, "But some rebels said, How can this man save us? So they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace." Number 7. Willing to take risks. When the time had come to rescue Jabesh-Gilead from the Ammonites, Saul stepped out and took a risk to fulfill God's plan. He exemplifies that God protects us as we take intelligent risks to accomplish His will. And number 8. Magnanimous. After the victory against the Ammonites, some people urged Saul to bring out the people who doubted his ability to be the king of Israel and execute them. It is here we see the magnanimity of Saul, as we read in 1 Samuel chapter 11 verse 13. "But Saul said, Not a man shall be put to death this day, for today the Lord has accomplished salvation in Israel." With all the above qualities of Saul, God had made the right selection. After Saul was anointed by Samuel to be the first king of Israel, we read that God gave Saul another heart. The Spirit of God empowered Saul to take over the leadership of Israel during the time of crisis. All Saul had to do now was to fear God, serve God with all his heart, and obey God's commandments, and his leadership would have been secured. Let us ensure that we have the same qualities that Saul had when he was selected for leadership over Israel. God will then choose us for leadership assignments as well.